Bandwidth for the Weird Things podcast provided by WiredTree. For sites of any size and world-class customer service, head on over to WiredTree.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the After Things podcast. This is the podcast that comes after the Weird Things podcast. I'm Bryce Castillo, the main host of the show all the time, whatever.
That's how he introduces himself every time.
It's me, the main host all the time.
That's Justin Robert Young.
Yo, what up?
And Brian Brushwood.
Hello.
Guys, this week we've got a communique from a ghost from the dead.
Thank goodness. I was wondering whether or not the dead were sending emails or telegrams.
Yeah. When Mandrew Ain wanted to know what your favorite software you used for getting things done. So,
I thought for sure he would say something like, what is your favorite app created for authors of pages and voice dictation for your novels?
Getting things done stuff. I have been always bad about this. I think that that's kind of a common complaint, is that you pour yourself into some program or application or something like that, and then eventually you just kind of fall off it, and it's hard to get in because a lot of those applications demand kind of like, that's the point. The point is, no, you're checking it every day and you're checking it multiple times a day and you're recording your progress and you are hoping that that creates a virtuous circle of feeling good about what you've done, which makes you want to check in more, which makes you want to record more, which makes you feel good when you get things done. I have never really been great at sticking with stuff. The stuff that I am on now, probably for communication, is Slack. I think Slack is just a great way to centralize a lot of communication. However, I do wish that it had a few kind of changes, or it's only as good as the people that you're on it with are about staying on it. So in many ways, it's more of a challenge than a getting things done app where you're just going up against yourself. But the other thing that I've used is Trello. Trello. Pretty much just like a place where you can add a bunch of boards and you can just move little post-it notes kind of from like, gotta do this. I got one card or one set of cards that says this is what I have to do, and then I have a place to move it to done,
So and, this is
it's like visual organizing.
This is interesting. Yeah. I have not yet ever found anything electronic that I like as much as writing stuff down on a piece of paper. And I think part of it is that the physical act of writing stuff down, it takes longer for you to write. Therefore, I think there's a mental unburdening. You're taking stuff out of RAM, i.e. your current focus, and putting it on the hard drive of written to-dos. And it takes you a while to write those words out. And then once it's down, it truly does feel gone from my brain. And viscerally, as I wake up in the morning and I look, I'm like, what's on my menu? And it's like, I'll see a list of 20 things and I'll think, which of these looks like the easiest one for me to knock out first? Because I just want that serotonin rush of scratching out, and it's like, I don't just draw a polite line or do a check mark. Like, I love that sensation of just scribbling, just blacking out whatever that thing is. Like the moment it's done with, I'm like, I can't even read what this word is. That's how gone it in the past and finished this issue is.
Do you have a like for me, when I am working on creative stuff, I like to use sketchbooks like Moleskines. This is actually Amazon. Amazon Basics are actually pretty comparable to Moleskines. So, like, I have, like, a journal of choice. Do you have a medium of choice or a type of...
You know what? Actually, here. Hold on one second.
Okay. Because I have an art school background, and so to have a sketchbook is the perfect thing. And
this is actually so shortly after we're coming up on the 10-year anniversary of Scam School, and right around the time that Scam School launched, I got a composition notebook and I printed out the Scam School logo and put it on there, and I was like, this is my one thing. And so in here is artifacts. In fact, I should go back, considering that it's been like 10 years now. You could find, as you go through this, there's a mock-up of what I wanted the Scam School book to look like. And, you know, years and years later, that's exactly how it turned out. You could see entire pages of pluses and minuses on what I ate and how much I worked out and how I ran and so on. Look at this, 8-10-09.
Almost 10 years ago.
Yeah, almost 10 years ago. Like plus 350 calories, Southwestern stew, 300 ramen, 80 tuna, minus 200 for a run, plus 90 turkey. Everything on here. And I like it being a physical artifact because it's not – oh, look at this. There's notes about us going on the Adam Carolla podcast, Justin.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Yeah, so it's like by virtue of this being – my go-to thing, I love the fact that I inadvertently sort of wrote a diary, basically, with all this stuff.
So do you keep a composition notebook now?
No, because this one filled up. It turns out they make a lot of them.
And they're
I should start another one for the next decade.
Like I was saying, I like Moleskines or just like art grade journal. You can get like... You know, I don't remember the name of the brand that I got once and hated. But if you get like, you know, these premium, nice sketchbooks, they have nice thick paper. And I also use Pilot Brand Varsity pens, which are disposable fountain pens.
Okay.
And so having the heavier, thicker paper stops it from bleeding through and bleeding onto the other sides and stuff.
Man, oh man, I'm looking at, I just found my goals for 2009 on the very back page here. It actually says goals 2008, and then I X'd out the 8 and put 9. Uh-huh. So apparently a lot of these didn't happen. But I wrote down.
Or did you just write the wrong number?
It could be. Man, 10 years ago, I wrote down international tour, England, Australia, and it took me a while. Since then, I have performed up in like Nova Scotia and overseas in Indonesia and Malaysia. Mm-hmm. But this year I'll be going to Australia. I wrote Get Booked on the Tonight Show to promote the Scam School book. It wasn't to promote the Scam School book, but in 2009 I did do the Tonight Show again. I wrote down do a legendary South by Southwest panel, which I ended up that How to Scam Your Way into Anything showed up with a bunch of stuff. Let's see, new series launched, Dash Web, which I guess you could say ultimately ended up being the Modern Rogue. Scam School book written, and I wrote Real Publisher, which was a thing that later on happened.
Well, if that was 2009, that new series might have been Frame Rate.
It might have been, yeah. It's amazing to see. I'm looking at like the amount of revenue I wanted to do in 2009, and it's adorable. All of this is adorable. I right hand man hired. Selling my book test is the last one on there.
Wow!
Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, no, I like physical media for all of that stuff. Is my answer.
We use Slack here for Bizarre Magic to kind of keep in touch with stuff, which is nice because you can kind of compartmentalize messages. Generally, we don't have a lot of people, which I think tends to allow a certain amount of bleed. Like, just a little bit of bleed between channels equates to, like, a lot of bleed because there's only, like, 6 of us or something?
Mm-hmm.
So if you start talking about a certain thing in one channel, it tends to stay in that channel, which
Actually, the hygiene's pretty good. Like, the moment somebody starts mentioning, you know, a scam stuff related thing, somebody will say, moving this over to the scam stuff channel.
The other thing, because I deal a lot with the podcast and stuff, I edit the one that you're listening to now and Chord Killers and I will use, I actually use Premiere to edit our podcasts, including Weird Things, which is an audio podcast.
That's not the craziest idea, because I loosely speak Premiere, but I really speak Sony Vegas, which is a video editor that started off as an audio editor. Sony Vegas with was originally just for audio stuff. So that makes sense.
And part of it is because A, Chord Killers is also a video podcast. B, I use Premiere for editing Scam School and stuff. And C, the app that I use to take live time code notes of everything will create Premiere.
So what are the for those people who don't have the video, basically, Bryce has an app open. The moment he starts anything, he's got a few different buttons to press. So, like, for example, if somebody curses, I assume you just press the time code mark curse thing.
I hit show note. I hit show note twice, and then I tap in the curse word.
Did you accidentally stop it?
Did I? Poops. It's fine. It's great because I can manually sync it also. But you're able to set, like, buttons that you use frequently. So I'll have show in, show out, show topic in. So when we have a new topic.
So, like, starting segments, I assume.
For, like, spoiler in time.
Yeah.
When we talk about new shows. Crosstalk, when people are talking over each other. Skype mess up, which is if there's a Skype technical glitch.
Oh, wow.
Silence, for weird things that gets used a lot, because we edit this one down actually a lot. Edit out and edit in for longer segments that just feel like I have no idea why this is happening and we might just cut it out. And a nice black button here that says look at in all caps, which is not what it used to say before I started showing this app to people. but that's called Cut Notes, and it's nice because you can just manually start the time code and manually sync it that way. But it also works with Collaborate, which is a video editing team-based tool, but I don't use that. So that's Cut Notes. And then Premiere, I used to edit because I do mean to learn Audition, but I just use Premiere so much, and I'm able to make templates, and I can do the time codes. And then I use Overcast to listen to the podcasts. I'm able to set up a playlist of just these work shows, so if there's an issue or whatever, I can go into that playlist and see, okay.
Man, I gotta change my podcast app again.
What are you using?
You know what? I'm feeling the same thing here. I've been using for the longest time, and it's pure inertia by this, and it seems fine, but I'm using iCatcher, which has gotten better over time. It's easier to find a new podcast, throw them in there, and to download and have available all the other podcasts.
Yeah.
But I suspect that there's probably more advanced.
Well, I did the, what's it called? The
Apple Podcasts?
Apple Podcast app, and then they switched it to the new version, and it's there's a lot of unnecessary buttons, but also, like, I feel like I'm narrowing what I listen to because of the way that it, like, pops in. Populates, like, I guess, based on my listening habits, it'll just feed me more of the stuff that I've, like, listened to, which means that I can have stuff that kind of drops off for a little bit. And then all of a sudden I'm like, man, I haven't heard an episode of blank in a while. And then I have to dig through their menu to find that
it didn't show it to you.
Way down below is the, well, you haven't listened. We thought you were done listening to Harmontown. So now it's in, we're not going to, like, pop it right there to the top because they have a new episode that moment, you know?
That's weird. Yeah, I heard that the Apple Podcasts app was not good in this new version. And
it sucks because it looks a lot better, but it got a very weird... Nobody has cracked, in my opinion, the best way to do it. So in a lot of ways, like, I don't really count failure against people in trying new UIs for podcasting. But this one specifically, like, you know, a lot of stuff that I listen to comes in, like, daily in 3 or 4 episodes. It'll be like radio shows that are repurposed, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, so they don't just have a simple, like, hey, put this in my timeline of what I'm listening to, and then make it very easy for me to look at my timeline, and then make it easy once I'm looking at my timeline to put new stuff or to add things on, you know. Instead it's like play next, And then once I've hit one to play next, now there's no more play next button. Now it's play later. So now,
Later. You're making like a queue.
Play next does stay around. So there's no play later before. Now it's play next, but then I can put something in between. If I add it play after I add something play later, if I add something play next, then now the next is before the later, but not before the previous next. Or is it? I don't know. Now you can see why I'm confused.
They did that with the Apple Music app also when they started the Apple Music streaming service of like, we changed the whole interface and you have the 3D touch stuff and there's play next and there's a queue and play later and it's all kind of Byzantine. I would really recommend, I really like Overcast. It has a free version and a optional or a premium, like one, I think it's a one time. I don't know if it's a very cheap subscription or if it's a one time payment, but it disables a little banner ad and you get, you get to upload. You can upload files. So if you are wanting to listen to something that you have somewhere and it's not an RSS feed, you can upload stuff. I've been really digging that for the past a couple of years now, I think. I'm trying to think what else. Like Tweetbot, I'll use Tweetbot to go through our Twitter.
I'm having a challenge with Tweetbot lately. I got the latest version, and it just seems like it's constantly lagging, and I find myself increasingly going to the main Twitter app, which is a bit of a bummer.
There are some things that Tweetbot just doesn't do as well as the Twitter app, like posting GIFs doesn't really work in the Tweetbot app. Moments tagging people is not quite the same as it is in the Twitter app, and that's kind of just a function of what Twitter did X number of years ago of like cutting off certain API access for because Twitter doesn't want Tweetbots to exist. They want people to just use the Twitter
app. Sure.
So yeah, that's
I still just use the Twitter app. They made multi accounts a lot easier. Yeah. So
it used to be a real pain in the butt before.
And also it's like now they built in enough cool features that I would prefer to just make sure I have them as opposed to Twitter's fraught relationship with their API and other apps where it's like sometimes they work eventually, but it's like might be a janky kind of look to it. So
I use Discord quite a lot. We have a Discord server for Diamond Club stuff here, and
Discord's great, man. I've used Discord so much more than I've ever thought that I was going to. Like,
what are the differences between Discord and Slack? To me, one looks like okay.
What's the difference between work and the happy hour?
Got it.
Yeah, like Discord is a lot quicker on like. It's quicker to switch servers in Discord and kind of hop around and see what's new, where Slack is very much like, okay, you are in these channels for a reason, so we're going to alert you for all the messages in all of these channels, where Discord's almost like an IRC that you can just kind of keep in the background and check on it whenever you want. It's a lot of fun, and I'm really happy that we've been using it for over a year now, about a year.
Yeah, something like that. You know, I'll tell you, I actually did something that I was very excited for myself because at the age of 34, soon to be 35, I've decided to start trying to use photo editing programs. So Pixelmator, but, effectively Photoshop.
Yeah.
After Night Attack last week where I screwed up and instead of saying Mythic Tales, I said my thick tales.
My thick tales.
I decided that I was going to challenge myself. I wanted to post to our Discord, to our fan-made Discord.
That's what that was.
And I posted
my thick tales. It's a wizard's face on the Nicki Minaj Anaconda. Anaconda single cover.
Man, so it's the backside of a tiger if I've ever seen one.
So you did that in Photoshop or Pixelmator?
Pixelmator. It's something that like has it kind of it spurs fan made my love for fan made wanted me to go and and do more for the fam. So oh, I was.
Now, I didn't realize they had a Mac app. Are you using an iPad app or this Pixelmator Pro?
I don't know, the Mac app.
Oh, wow. Interesting. I knew they had the iPad app because it was like the iPad app for photo editing. And I didn't know they made a desktop one. That's cool.
But yeah, no, I would say that's been the latest thing. And then I'm going to have to also get back into get back into video and audio editing just in general. I bought all this equipment for to just kind of help to sweeten up the sound of all the products. You know, try to be a better one man band when it comes to getting everything edited and sounding just a little bit better. Because I know for us or for my shows like Jury and Politics and stuff like that, there's a lot of silence and everything, and I'd like to be able to find a way to kind of get better, A, just get a better, more professional sound, mm-hmm. since there's really nothing in 2018 that stops me from having something that sounds as good as anything on the radio.
You yeah, know? Sure.
It'd probably be easier to do if, you know, it's the talent is the engineer, is the publisher, you know, and I control every element of it, and the prosumer equipment is
very good. Know, yeah.
Indistinguishable, then that's the next step.
I think I don't know the last time I feel like we've done one of these episodes before where it was just like toolbox stuff, you know, yeah. just all of our cool stuff. But I think I don't know if the last time we did one of these, we were using vMix. But we are using vMix to do our switching for all the shows, instead of like an OBS or an XSplit
or Wirecast, right? Yeah. Wirecast, so somebody was trying to talk me into going vMix so we could use their
vMix
we
call.
Their call situation. Just because we've had such a frustration with Skype.
Skype has been so extraordinary, and I don't know if it's our standards have been rising or Skype has just consistently gotten worse.
Skype has consistently gotten worse. Yeah,
like the since the beginning of time. If it's not overcomplicating it or making, you know, taking away things that we would have otherwise been good with, it's just, oh, now it doesn't work with that, and now I can't feed it my video, and now I can't do this, and now, I mean, the one thing it's been good at is it does work. Like, we do get and receive calls, and everybody knows how to use it, and it is a brand name. But I think that for some of the stuff, and specifically even if it's just my computer calling your computer, which is a fair amount of what we do, right?
Sure.
That having one thing that is a little bit more stable and a little bit more responsive, and then maybe bringing other people in on Skype might be the way to go, but who knows?
Yeah, vMix call is partly the reason why we kind of made the switch over between wanting to use more integrated elements like the Twitch chat or the Twitch sub box and the event list and stuff. On top of all that stuff, it was just nicer to have a more robust switching system, since for most of the time I'm able to just dedicate my time to switching live. But yeah, once we like redo all the audio stuff on our side, but we can vMix call to like anybody. I think it's browser based. So
yeah.
As long as one person has a license, and anybody can connect through like Chrome or something. But I have really been digging vMix, and it's the sort of thing where it's still kind of a newer piece of software, and so it's getting new updates and stuff. There's a thing right here in the middle, these like 1, 2, 3, 4 buttons here, if you can kind of see them on the screen.
Sure.
Those were not there a few months ago, and they are fantastic because they are just quick
presets,
quick memory of overlays. And so I can cue stuff up, and instead of having to find it and turn it off from the shot list, I can do it there. Like it's little things, and they seem like they're easy to communicate with company about features and stuff. So
nice,
yeah. And there's like JV Phobic in the chat says, you know, there you can set triggers and stuff, so you can say, hey, when this when I bring this shot on, wait a second and then turn this other shot off or turn this overlay on or do X, Y, or Z.
Setting up a bunch of rules-based stuff.
Yeah, you could get really not complicated, but you could get sophisticated with it pretty quickly.
Right on.
That's VMix. Nice. Any other last tools of the trade, you guys? I don't.
Yeah, you know, maybe this is a clumsy segue, but certainly, I think we're all big fans of the Audible app, right?
I haven't used it.
What?
Yeah.
Do you not do audiobooks?
I'm not like a big audiobook guy.
Wow.
It's tough.
Wow.
I can't multitask with there's very little time of the day that I can multitask with.
Oh, man,
like I do editing, I have to be able to listen.
Yeah, of course.
Or otherwise
I guess working out of your apartment.
I remember like there were so many times where I would just be like I was editing when I was doing more of like editing for like the YouTube stuff or when I was doing the audiobooks, certainly when I was like narrating and editing those, I was just like, man, if I could only just listen to podcasts and audiobooks while I was doing editing.
While you were
like,
doing all podcasts and audiobooks.
It'd be so good. I would do so much more of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you dig it. I mean, you listen to audiobooks all the time.
Yes, yes, very much so. And in fact, this is segueing into my pick. I'm going to back up Andrew Main's play from the last few weeks. I'm in the last 10 hours of the Arnold Schwarzenegger autobiography, Total Recall, and it's just great. It's just great, and it's like, on the one hand, I feel small and dumb and weak, and this is a guy who did more than I will ever do. But on the other hand, there are echoes of when he talks about, you know, seeing an even bigger mountain to climb and going for it, that really resonate with me. And the proudest moments of my life are moments that I seem to have the most in common with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And I've really, really enjoyed this book.
Mr. Universe 2021.
Yeah, sure. It's coming.
Justin, you got a pick?
No, I don't. But I'll say Arnold Schwarzenegger.
he's an interesting cat.
He's a good guy.
Oh, no, totally.
Yeah, I think I'm stuck for a second pick also.
All right. Well, then all of us will say Arnold Schwarzenegger. Or the Modern Rogue. Let me just wedge that in there.
Sure. We'll just, yeah. Well, thanks, guys, for doing this after things. You know, it's helpful to kind of share your tools and stuff and see what everyone uses.
Heck yeah.
It's been after.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.